You know whose skin I envy? My dear best friend, J-Lo's. I have been a J-Lo superfan since day one. Every docuseries, every movie, I am all in. And I have had the pleasure of meeting Jennifer Lopez. And let me tell you what, she is aglow. And now I'm thinking about the wedding planner. So, Chris Manzo, we have a movie we need to rent. And yes, we need to talk about J-Lo's beauty regimen, the goddess of glow herself. She's just shared her secret 5 S's to ageless skin: serum, sunscreen, supplements, sleep, and sano. In Spanish, vivir sano means live a healthy, sane life. It's the foundation of her new J-Lo beauty line. P.S. Did I pronounce Spanish better or worse than Vicky Gumbelson at Ondelez? Get that J-Lo glow for yourself with J-Lo Beauty's Deluxe Kit, the one-and-done skincare solution clinically proven to tighten and lift for instant, long-lasting results. It gives your skin a smoother, visibly brighter look, improves the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles, and protects against UVAs and UVBs. My personal favorite is that blockbuster hydrating cream. I am obsessed with a cream that does not make my skin feel oily, which is why I'm obsessed with J-Lo's. I get that kind of dewy glow. So if you're tired of trying to crack your own skincare code, try J-Lo Beauty for 60 days. If you're not completely satisfied, just return the bottles, even if empty, and get your money back. Want that J-Lo glow? Head to jlobeauty.com/andyscrolls and get a special gift of 4 free masks for AGs. Head to jlobeauty.com/andyscrolls for 4 free masks and free shipping today. jlobeauty.com/andyscrolls. Much like Jennifer Aiden on her last appearance on Watch What Happens Live, and I do mean last, when it comes to summer, I need to keep hydrated, and that's why I love Fiji water. Jen's thirst might not ever be quenched, but with Fiji water, mine always is. Fiji water is Earth's finest water. Unlike the other two top premium bottled water brands, Fiji water's electrolytes are 100% naturally occurring. Fiji water has more than double the electrolytes as the other two top premium bottled water brands, giving it its signature soft, smooth taste. And that's why Fiji water is the number one premium imported bottled water brand in the U.S. And P.S., Fiji water has a perfectly balanced 7.7 pH. Get stocked up on Fiji water this summer and visit your local retailer to pick up some today. Alexis Bellino, imagine how much better her season could have gone if she had just simply quenched that thirst. And my recommendation? It's not just water, it's Fiji water. And we're back. Just a very light and easygoing conversation about Shannon and John.
Why did she pay for everything for the first 2 years? Like, why did she do that? I don't understand. Because that sets the tone of the relationship. When, like, you know, like if you pick someone up at the airport, then you're always going to have to pick them up at the airport, like that kind of thing. So it's bizarre that, like, she was paying for things that he was just. And also, by the way, it seems like he only ever wears those Ferragamo shoes.
Say that.
He really does. Like, I think that those are his only good shoes that he wears. I mean, Alexis should buy him a pair of shoes. They should have, the minute that became a storyline, he should have started wearing different shoes.
There are the real bad fashions, the talk of shame, prime examples of, like, he wore those shoes in his engagement. He wore those shoes 6 other times.
Yeah.
Which, like, the point is not to say that he's not allowed to wear these shoes. The point is, like, she funded this lifestyle to which he had grown incredibly accustomed. And why did she do this? I mean, if you wanted me to be dead serious and, like, genuinely honest about why I think she did, why I think many women do this in relationships, the worst case scenario for me in terms of self-esteem and thinking about Shannon is, like, genuinely, I think she was so thankful that he loved her.
Right.
Where she was like, I want to make you happy. thank you. I'm so appreciative that you're with me, that I want to make you feel comfortable and maybe secure. Like, how much of her paying for stuff was a reaction to like, I'm so sorry I'm successful. I'm so sorry I'm famous. I'm so sorry I have more money than you. Look, there's benefits to that. I can buy you shoes and belts and ties.
Right. Or that like she was afraid that he wouldn't want to go on vacation if she wasn't paying for it. And that he wouldn't want to be with her. What's the deal with her and his daughter? He has an his children are adults, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I really honestly, I feel like I should know this from something. I think he has maybe two kids, but that could be 100% wrong.
I think it's two.
I think it's two, right?
Maybe three, but there's definitely a boy and there's definitely a girl.
Okay. And I don't know that she ever really got along with his daughter. But I don't know what is going to happen with the release of the videos. Obviously, has been intimated on the show, there's allegedly some video of her almost hitting his daughter with her car. But that's such conjecture at this point. I'm sure
right.
We'll get more information. But what does seem apparent, because I watched Bravo doesn't call it an after show, and I don't know why, because they always used to. But it's just like a after show on their YouTube about this season of Orange County. And at right. one point, Emily, who I love, was talking about she was talking about something relating to Shannon, and she paused because she was like, I don't know how far into this I can get in like talking about her reactions, but she mentions the videos. So I don't know what the difference is in one video versus another, let alone what they're supposed to represent, which to me is like, they're supposed to represent he was in a toxic relationship. Well, no fucking duh. Like,
right.
Why are you saving all of these videos? Like, at what point did you decide to put together a Ring camera collage? Like, it's just,
yeah.
You're playing into every worst case opinion that people have.
Cause right.
I think he's just proving her point every single time. He's proving her point. And like, you're trying to say that like, Shannon got arrested for a DUI. Like, we know that she did not make a good decision. If you're saying that she was maybe fighting with you or something, I don't even know what the videos are supposed to prove. You're no longer together. Like, what are you trying to convince us? I don't think he's a victim of being an ex.
I think that from what I can gather I think like maybe Tamara said it on her podcast or on a podcast, but it's multiple videos over time of inside and outside the house of probably Shannon arguing with him and stuff.
Outside.
Yeah. Like, he had Ring cameras. You know, people have, like, will have cameras. And I always think that's weird to have a camera inside your home.
Work inside. I thought it was just an outdoor doorbell. We're New Yorkers. I don't know how that shit works.
No, my Ring camera is not a doorbell. Mine is just it's a motion-activated camera. And so it's called Ring because that's what it initially did. But they are security cameras. It's like CCTV footage, but it's like connected to an app. So people have those cameras all over their homes, I guess, you know, as a security thing. I only have them outside my house. I wouldn't want anyone watching what I'm doing. I don't want any of that videoed. But like, so it's inside and outside the house. And so I think it's like a bunch of shit. And I'm sure Shannon does come off terribly. The way that they're talking, it's like, did she say the N-word or something? They said it was character destroying.
I think his version of character destroying is like, something happened to me. Like, I don't think he gives a shit about anybody else.
Well, I don't know. So like, it sounds like they used to fucking get wasted and just, it was like, who's afraid of Virginia Woolf with them? But that would happen with the daughter. I remember reading in something, there was definitely, it was like a gossip item that they were all thrown out of a bar because she was fighting with his daughter. I don't know when that happened. It was like a year or two ago or something, when they were still together. So, honestly, I would like to see them. I would like to see it. But like, I think that he's shitty for extorting her. First of all, it's illegal. Extortion's illegal. It's not like Ew, a Cybertruck just drove by in front of my house.
Oh my God, I saw one the other day, Tracy. I almost gagged. I almost audibly, they're so, talk about insecure men alert. They're
oh my so, God.
They're so unattractive. Like,
and they're so shittily made.
No one has ever fucked a driver of a Cybertruck ever. Right. They've never had sex with a physical person ever in their life. So they're trying to fuck that car. Like, and you don't know how, that's why it's shaped so poorly.
Ridiculous to have one in Brooklyn. It's so hard to park here. It's so big. It's like having a Hummer or something. But anyway, yeah, I think that because I'm just a voyeur, so I love to watch. Like, that's why I like reality TV. It's why I like documentaries. I like watching real stuff. It's so fascinating to me. But also, I know it's like totally unethical. And he's such a dickhead for extorting her. And I wonder if Shannon could press charges on him for that.
I would love it if she did. I mean, she obviously has an attorney on call because there's someone who's helping her negotiate this possible settlement, which, P.S., I saw somebody post this on Instagram. I was like, I didn't even think of that she shouldn't settle because there's no limit here. He could come after her at any time with anything else. If he gets upset at her for saying a single fucking thing, now he knows that she will pay up or that it's an effective way to get her to shut the fuck up. So I actually think strategically, legally, she can't afford to settle because now we know he's just litigious like no other. I mean, if he would have signed a
contract saying
that's why he won't,
but and that he wouldn't sue again or something like that, that this takes care of it. But again, that's why he won't do it. But I do see her point that, like, if this does go to trial, it's going to cost so much fucking money, and it's going to drain her. It's going to be another $500,000, like, down for over a $75,000 gift or loan or whatever it is. I think, here's what I think happened. I think he thought it was a loan. And I think that she kind of thought it was like, oh, I covered your ass the first few years. Now you can cover my ass on this stuff. And I think that she never signed anything, any sort of like repayment or anything. He should have just fucking walked away. Like, he should have just let it go. Like, even Alexis was like, just settle. Like, just be done with it. Just be done with it.
Okay. I have two questions for you. But I'm going to start with the second one because you just mentioned Alexis. How involved do we think Alexis is in all of this? Because I actually thought it was just honestly a wild. I'm not being a dick. I just thought it was initially a wild coincidence that it was Jim Bellina and John Jansen. And now I'm like, this fucking lady, you cannot tell me she's not encouraging this, because I think she was offended on behalf of her ex-husband that the family name was being whatever. And she's like, get your ego together and your balls and like fight back. And wasn't friends with, obviously, Tamara at that moment. Didn't know, I think, Shannon from Adam. And with Johnny J, I find it curious that she's telling us allegedly in confessionals she's not on board with this or whatever, or in conversation that she's not on board with this. I find that highly suspect by her behavior and how strong and confident she is in fighting on her man's behalf. She's using his arguments and his voice. I find it very suspicious she wouldn't be more agreeable with this, because she does seem to be a surprisingly vengeful person.
Yeah, with the Jim Bellino stuff, they were already separated and in the middle of the divorce. And the reason why she had to be included in that stuff was because if he won anything, then she would be able to get a piece of that as part of the divorce settlement.
Oh, interesting.
So
okay.
It's very likely that she had nothing to do with it. At the same time, I could see her being really pissed off that they said that shit. And, you know, it's certainly not discouraging him from filing a lawsuit. But then with the John stuff, I do think Alexis probably wants to like run off into the sunset with him and not think about Shannon. I don't know. What I found really like rich was that he released the complaint, a copy of the complaint to people well before he ever filed it with the courts. He didn't even file it by the time that we had all read it. So he was just kind of playing. It was kind of like extortion. He was just playing. He was fucking trying to play her in the press to try to get this money out of her. But I don't know. Jury's still out for me on Alexis. I feel like it's 50-50 for me.
I really think this could have gone so differently for her. But also that forces me to think of her as a different person than maybe she is. Like I just thought she had changed. And I don't think I ever thought she was as poorly aggressive as she is appearing right now. I really think it's like she's dickmatized, but also I don't want to release her of her responsibility. Like, I think she's kind of spiraling a little bit. Like, this is not behavior that makes me feel like she's in a confident, stable relationship, or maybe this is just their form of foreplay.
Their dance.
Honestly, if you're, you know, having a lot of energy and you need it because you're fucking four times a day because once isn't good enough, so you have to keep trying again. I don't know, but I also wonder, like, what's the expectation for privacy here? If you're in a private personal relationship with someone, and let's assume, because we don't know, we genuinely don't know, let's assume there's no illegal behavior that's taking place in these videos. Let's assume that these videos are an attempt, and that's a genuine assumption, I could be wrong, but let's assume that these videos are just an attempt to show Shannon behaving poorly, or to show something that looks like Shannon is behaving poorly as a way to further humiliate and harass her. Like, what is the expectation of privacy? And did she consent to being videotaped in his home? Like, what's the expectation if she knows that he has a security system that he's not going to be saving videos of her if they're in a fight or something else, so that a year or two from now he can use them on camera? Like, I don't know how this works when you're in a relationship with a reality TV star.
California is a two-party state. So in New York, only one person has to know that a recording is happening for it to be legal. But in California, two people have to know that both parties have to know that the recording is happening for it to be legal. So it really depends on whether or not she knew that he had these cameras, that she knew that she would be being filmed at that moment. I think with the cameras that are outside, there's no real expectation of privacy when you're in public. So I think those are fair game. But for the ones inside, I think it's a little more of a gray area. I think it would probably have to be litigated. So I'm not really sure. But California has really strong privacy laws. Hmm. So I would maybe think that it would be tougher for him to release those. But like, I remember when JWoww and Roger were getting divorced and she released security footage from inside their house of him like screaming at her to like sort of try to gain sympathy or whatever. But New Jersey is a different state with different laws. So I'm not, and also they both would have definitely known, because it was their house they shared, that they would have known that they were being recorded.
My life right now is so busy. I mean, have you been watching Orange County this season? If I was a Shan stan before, imagine what my day is like now. It does not leave a lot of time to, God forbid, make a meal from scratch. That's why I am so thankful for Cook Unity. Cook Unity helps with a variety of restaurant quality food from award-winning chefs delivered to your door straight to the office, all at a fraction of the cost and time you're spending now. Indian food brings me so much joy. It's one of my favorite things to eat. So thank goodness for Cook Unity, because I was able to enjoy chana masala thanks to Chef Lena. My favorite legume, as many of you know, is a beloved chickpea, so there is no better dish. Indian spices, chickpeas, sautéed cabbage and kale, coconut basmati rice, and even a vegan yogurt with fresh herbs. There's no cleanup or meal planning. Browse the menu by protein, chef, cuisine, or dietary need. You're sure to find food you'll love. Take a load off and let Cook Unity handle dinner. Affordable food crafted by award-winning chefs delivered to your door. Go to cookunity.com/andyscrolls or enter code andyscrolls before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using code andyscrolls or going to cookunity.com/andyscrolls. There are so many fall rituals I'm so excited to get back into, like seeing which $50,000 ring Lisa Barlow is going to lose next. And of course, there's one ritual that deserves to be added back to your fall priorities in addition to Salt Lake: daily hydration and energy from Liquid IV. Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier and Energy delivers 100 milligrams of natural caffeine plus 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, so you can accomplish all the things you want and need to do, minus getting Monica back to the cast. I focus every day on making sure I have enough electrolytes. When I wake up and before I go to sleep at night, I am making sure that my electrolytes are on the up and up so that I can stay there too. And also at the end of the night, when I'm looking for a little SGKK, I add Liquid IV to seltzer and I have a little bit of a seltzer spritz. For me, faster hydration is not just about workouts. It's about ensuring that my quality of life is good. It's an all-in-one formula that provides mind and body energy plus hydration that leaves you feeling focused, alert, and ready to take on anything. Tear, pour, live more. One stick and 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. Powered by Live Hydroscience, an optimized ratio of electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients that turn ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. That's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink. With 8 essential vitamins and nutrients, it's always non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Start a new fall ritual with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code Andy at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Andy at liquidiv.com. I started taking Hormone Harmony because when it's that time of the month, I truly do not feel like myself. Starting about a week and a half before, I get the wildest cravings, bloating, exhaustion like no other, and now it's easier than ever to manage PMS and menopause because of Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony supports hormonal balance and regulation, which for me is a biggie. It relieves symptoms of menopause, supports cortisol, estrogen, and progesterone levels, and improves sleep quality. Alexis and John's engagement is keeping me up at night, so thank goodness for Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit, feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. And there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code AndyScrolls at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code AndyScrolls for 15% off today.
What do you think production's role is in this? Because we have not seen the videos yet. I do not know if we will. They may be described, but they don't seem to be inserting themselves at any point and saying, listen, we're concerned about her mental. I'm genuinely serious. We're concerned about her mental health right now. She does not seem this is too much. It's crossing a line. This should not be content. Or is this a dramatic moment like anything else? Like, what do you think their responsibility is to Shannon? He's not even, I think it actually is very important to say he's not a cast member. He's doing this through the lady he's having sex with, who he's now allegedly going to marry. And you know, mazel tov again. But he's not even a cast member. He's an outside factor who's
not even on. He's not even on the show this season at all.
He's not even on the show, but he has so much.
He's in every power. Fucking episode, though.
He's in every fucking episode. Why is that allowed? Why doesn't Shannon have seniority, having been on Housewives for a decade, over this fucking bad man?
I think Shannon's her own worst enemy, because I think Shannon gave this life. Shannon was talking about things and brought it out. And if Shannon would have just, you know, went with the flow and okay, yeah, and just made it boring, then it probably wouldn't have been a whole thing. But Shannon, her reactions are always so extreme and camera friendly. So like her reactions are always dramatic. Everything, every kind of like big thing that happened in her career as a housewife was all kind of, she manifested it. Like she kind of, even though she wanted the affair to be kept secret, she kind of brought that onto the show by like making it a plot point without even really meaning to. And like, you know, I'm thinking about her, like, you will all see the truth. You will all see the truth. That was her first season. Like, so she's been, you know, really, really amped up. Every season she's having a crisis, right? I don't think has there ever been a season where she wasn't having a crisis?
No, she has been through some stuff in her life, but that also does support the idea that like, why did she just say things were better than they were? Why should she have to? Like, if she was treated poorly or was in a bad relationship, why would she be thinking ahead and thinking, I'm not allowed to be honest about this, which is my literal job, is to talk about
right.
And the problem that her cast members had with her while she was dating him was because she was lying. She did do the thing he wants her to do now. She's just no longer willing to do it because right. they're not in a relationship. He got what he wanted for several years. He just got so fucking greedy and selfish. He thought dating her was like being on the Supreme Court, like it's a lifetime appointment that this woman is going to cover for you. Sweetie, it's not. And also some of right. us want term limits. So like,
right.
what are you even, it's just arrogance. This is like the arrogance of a simple, awful, straight white man. This is like just the fucking arrogance of, I'm expecting this woman to cover for me forever, and if she doesn't, I'm gonna nail her to a fucking wall. It just shows how small and weak he is.
Well, I have a question. What Please. Did he do for a living? I don't really understand that.
You know what? I'm so glad you asked that, because there is that scene in the newest episode where Shannon does a voice, and I love it. It's one of my favorite things, when she's like talking shit, but she's not actually talking shit. And she starts kind of like batting her lashes, and she does a little bit of like a
right.
turn vocal inflection where people are saying, what does John do for a living? What does he do for work? Something about he has a percentage of a company or something. And she's like, yeah, I guess he, you know, got some money. So why is he looking for more from me? And I think to myself, oh, you're saying he's poor. Like the way that she was deflecting off of that conversation, but not denying, makes me think whatever he was doing, and God bless him, we love a worker bee, but whatever he was doing was not at the level of what she was doing, which is fine, by the way. Like it's women are allowed to make more than men.
And now he has more money than he did when they were together. Is that what it is?
I don't entirely understand. And she has also gone on Jeff Lewis, who's, I think, also asked the question of what has he done? And there's never, like, what does he do for a living or whatever? There's never been a super consistent response. But also, honestly, in his defense, maybe it's genuine. I'm being dead serious. Maybe it's like one of those careers that's not easily answerable. Like, you know how if someone's a consultant, that could mean 9,000 different things. Like, maybe that's what's going on here, is it's not an easy thing to define or describe.
It says that he is an insurance executive.
Well, that's an easy thing to define or describe. Does he work at Coto Insurance?
No.
An opening?
No, he was a vice president at some insurance company for 10 years, but I don't know what 10 years.
Yeah, that's a great point. Because I think he's like partially retired. Or
right.
Was.
That's what I always thought, that he was kind of retired. How old is he? Is he her age?
How old is Shannon? Shannon's got to be.
She's like 60.
Right. She's got to be like late 50s, maybe early 60s. Maybe. I would assume he's around there. Maybe he's a couple years younger. I really don't know. I wonder how this is going to work when he and Alexis file their taxes and she asks him where all that money is.
Right.
Because I don't know that Alexis. I don't know. I think that Alexis's lifestyle is probably going to be more expensive for him, most assuredly, than Shannon's, because Shannon supported herself. If Shannon made bad financial decisions, that was on Shannon to bear, versus Alexis, who I don't know that Alexis is going to be as comfortable footing the bill. But she has also said that since being together, they've started two businesses and together and now share a banking account. So, you know, they do? Yeah, she said that, I think, in her interview with Bryce Sander.
I would never do that with a man.
I don't know what to tell you.
I wonder if she loses her support if she remarries.
I mean, people have compared this to Luann and Tom D'Agostino. And my number one issue with Luann marrying Tom, aside from the fact that he was obviously not into it, was the fact that she was going to lose her alimony from the count. And I was like, why would you do that?
And her title.
And her title, of course, but like, we'll still call her the Countess forever. So for me, that didn't really matter. She's the people's countess. So
yeah.
I that to me wasn't as big a thing as like, babe, like your quality of life. I know that you say he lives in a penthouse, but really it's just a top floor. It's just gonna, you're giving up a lot. We talk about the things you sacrifice for love, but like, holy shit, those are a couple zeros you're not going to be able to get back. But now she's killing the game. Now she's like a global superstar, so it's okay. She's a singing sensation.
Right, of course.
But, I mean, who doesn't want a little count supplement now and again? My God.
So, yeah, he just works in an insurance agency. Maybe he owned a bit of it and... Because she said he owned a small percentage and then sold it. So maybe that's where he kind of like got the money.
I mean, he's got to be paying a couple bucks for lawyer bills, right?
Yeah.
So this isn't smart for him either. Like, she's not the only one who needs to pay for. So maybe he does have more money. But also that makes me feel even sadder for her, because if he does have more money than maybe people are aware of, and he still wasn't contributing, according to Shannon, to their relationship or even to his own lifestyle, the first half of it. I don't know. That would make me feel worse. Where I'm right. Like, you can't buy your own goddamn belt. Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it doesn't even seem like he is interested in buying another pair of shoes either, ever again.
I guess the one will do. I mean, also, like, and again, I don't begrudge him for wearing them. You got it as the whole point is, like, she bought this for you. You got it as a gift. It is, though, funny that there are all these photos and you're wearing the same shoes, but you're also saying this woman owes you something. But, like, you seem totally fine wearing gifts that were presented to you. Like, at what point is he going to put his big boy pants on and buy his own, I don't know, trousers and shit?
Who knows?
I think Alexis is turning the corner here, not in terms of understanding what's going on, but just in terms of like the bad feedback that's coming to her from cast members. And later on, currently, the audience is just going to make her feel like she's a victim in all of this. And I don't buy that for a single second. I think any of her responses that are not, I don't know, in line with my opinions at this point, I don't know that her lack of acknowledgement or understanding, I don't know that that counts for being a victim of poor feedback, you know?
Right. Right. Well... Who knows?
Yeah. And I don't know. I don't know what the rest of the season will show us. I do think it has been an incredible watch so far. Oh, I actually have a question for you about Jen Padronti. What was her reaction to the divorce, the court case when she came to the vacay a little late and it turns out she's getting $5,000 or $6,000 a month in, I think, temporary support from her ex for her five kids? And how do you think, just in terms of like storytelling, this divorce is being shared?
I mean, I don't really know. Jen clearly lives above her means, and she's always had someone to bail her out, like her parents or her husband. It seems like now her husband is no longer working for the family, so he has kind of a cash crunch, and so maybe he can't afford more than like $5,000 or $6,000. $5,000 or $6,000 a year, and as long as you have another job, I think that's a pretty good. I mean, she has five kids. That's a lot. But are they in private school? It doesn't seem like it. I mean, I think that like getting like $60,000 a year, especially if the kids with her full time, or they, I think they're only with her 50% of the time. So
yeah, I don't know what their custody deal is, but they definitely share in some way share custody. I don't know if she has majority or if it's joint or whatever.
It sounds like it. They have joint custody. So for $5,000 or $6,000 for five kids, it sounds like a lot. But if she only has them for, you know, 2 weeks out of the month, that seems okay to me. But then they didn't say anything about, I think that was just the child support. That wasn't like alimony or anything, right? I don't know. I always think that any woman that moves in with a boyfriend when they have children that's off. Like especially because she's doing it because she can't afford to live on her own I just think that's weird. I always thought it was bad that Gina moved that guy and his three children into a fucking three-bedroom home, to have six kids in a three-bedroom home. I thought that was nuts, to like to encroach upon your children's privacy and have them live with strangers that they don't even know. But then apparently they all got very close. The kids got close. And that now she's introducing new change by like, you know, moving them out. It's like, it's kind of a lot for kids to deal with. I don't think that they ever should have been living together anyway. That's actually a really interesting story, is that Gina's, Travis's divorce is interesting to me, because there's like restraining order. I think that's the issue, is that there's a restraining order and that's why he had to leave.
Restraining order against who?
Maybe Gina? Because I remember
by his ex?
The ex-wife has like called the cops before for like noticing something about like they were both at the school around the same time and like picking up their kids, or I forget what it was, but apparently the ex-wife comes from a lot of money, and there's some like theory online that he moved out because they're unable to ever get a place together, and he would still receive alimony or support. Because a lot of times when people are doing shared or joint custody, if they have shared custody, a lot of times child support doesn't really exchange hands because you're both kind of doing your 50%. You know what I mean? So I don't know. There's something really fishy about the whole like he has to move out situation, and that they are still together, which I think is weird. And she keeps saying that it has something to do with the ex, and is being really unclear about what that is. So she's being very vague. So I'm really curious about what exactly that is.
I really have to tell you, I couldn't know less about it. I really am only going off of what I'm watching on TV. I don't even think I've been curious about it. I don't know what that says about me. I've just been kind of going off of what they've, that's Gina at the door.
Okay, so I just looked it up. So he had a restraining order out against the ex, and in July, he agreed to drop it. and they agreed that neither party will be under the influence of any non-prescription medications or illegal drugs while having physical custody of the minor children. And they both agreed, that she will submit to a drug screening test within 6 hours of a request by Travis.
His ex?
His ex. But I did see that she was pulled over and she had pills, but they were prescribed to her, but she didn't have the prescription with her or something. And then she had to like go and show that later. And I think they have just a really fucking bitter. They're not divorced yet. They have a really insanely bitter situation going on.
You know what? That this might be one of those cases where I actually don't even want to know more. I might be in the minority I might be in the minority where it's like, if it's so acrimonious, I don't want to give it more oxygen, because if it's a bad situation for him, for his ex, for the kids, I don't want it to become even more toxic and like chemically processed because of outsiders like Bravo viewers giving more of this light. Like sometimes there are private family matters for a reason, like with this kind of stuff where it's like there are minor children involved. I don't want it to become a storyline. But also that's a difficult thing when his partner is on reality TV and there's an expectation that if there is a major change in her living situation, which includes her serious long-term boyfriend of many years, and he's moving out, but she's saying they're still together. Obviously, there are going to be questions that people have of why is this happening? And they're still together. She says they're better than ever. And they've partnered from the start of her being in real estate. They have always worked together. So that's continuing. She just posted that she was like in escrow on a house or something with him. So that continues to happen. We certainly don't have a lot of info, but my guess is if it's like a difficult situation, it sounds like it was probably always going to be difficult. They're the divorce being settled or litigated or whatever. I don't think that reality TV is going to help that in any way.
Right.
I don't think her talking about it. I'm sure she's trying to protect him, protect the kids as much as she can by not.
Armoire makes getting dressed easy. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, you can build your own perfect clothes with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you. All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz and select items from your personalized closet. The styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then when you're ready for new clothes, just swap them out for more new-to-you styles. I am so thankful to Armoire because I was in a genuine pickle last weekend. I was rushing to New Jersey, shout out NJ, the Garden State, not hunting for new housewives, but going to a friend's baby shower, and I had literally nothing to wear. So thank goodness for Armoire. I opened my bag from Armoire, grabbed this beautiful, bright lime green Sachin and Bobby midi dress, and it fit like a glove, and it saved me all of that extra stress. There are so many benefits to Armoire. You always have something new to wear without the hassle and closet clutter. It's sustainable. You no longer have to feel bad about only wearing an outfit once. And Armoire is women-founded and women-led. Right now, AGs can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/andyscrolls. That is armoire.style, armoire.style/andyscrolls, to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. There are so many moments that make up a year. The big moments and milestones, birthdays, anniversaries, when Shan came to the clawfist. And then there are the small moments, the slow morning spent making a decadent breakfast, running to a grocery store to get 9 lemons to put in a bowl. All of these moments come together to create our year and in the end, create our life. Artifact Uprising wants to help you preserve your meaningful moments this holiday season. Whether you want to say, I love you with the perfect gift, display favorite memories in your home, or connect with loved ones throughout the year, BCC Shan, they have a product you can personalize. Artifact Uprising is a Colorado-based company that creates premium quality, customizable photo goods for your digital photos. I just ordered a few photo books with Artifact Uprising, a hardcover travel photo book in this gorge shade of Pacific blue, which is perfect for the credenza in my living room, devoted to my first ever trip to Paris, and a photo book in midnight blue, one for myself and for my family. Moments from my childhood, my parents spending time together, it is going to be the perfect gift for Tobes and Chard. This is something incredibly special that will keep us connected. Artifact Uprising makes it easy to tell your story. Through the end of the year, AGs can give Artifact Uprising a try and get 20% off for new customers or 15% off if you've purchased before. Just visit artifactuprising.com and use code AndysGirls through December 31. Ever feel like you're too busy watching a beloved Bravo marathon to eat healthy? Meal kits from Sunbasket are the perfect solution, like spicy chicken tinga tacos with black beans and pico de gallo, which I got to make and enjoy this week. I was able to swap in a vegan substitute for the chicken and had one of those dishes I will remember. Unlike Padmalakshmi, I am not a top chef. Sunbasket is so easy. It comes with super easy to follow directions. And if I can do it and love doing it in the people's kitchen, so can you. Sunbasket makes it easy and convenient to cook healthy, delicious meals at home. Try it for 4 weeks and see how your clean eating can change the way you feel. And Sunbasket can fit my lifestyle and many more, including Mediterranean, carb conscious, vegetarian, keto-friendly, gluten-free, diabetes-friendly, and more. And as I did, it's super easy to customize recipes to meet your exact needs. I don't feel constricted by looking at vegan or vegetarian only. Sunbasket makes it possible to eat your best your way. You can swap red meat for chicken or turkey, or like me, swap in a vegan protein. Plus, Sunbasket offers pre-made meals, delicious single-serving meals that are ready to eat in less than 5 minutes, which is just around a commercial break from RHOC. There's something for every health journey, mine included, and every busy lifestyle. It's easy to use Sunbasket to achieve your kind of healthy. Go to sunbasket.com/AndysGirls today to save $120 across your first 4 deliveries. That's sunbasket.com/AndysGirls to save $120 across your first 4 deliveries, plus free shipping on your first order.
I just think that people who, like parents who call the police on each other and do all of that nonsense, it's just so fucking horrible for the kids. Like, it's wild how horrible people get during a divorce. Like, I'm so thankful that I've not ever had to deal with that with my ex. Like, we both have always been very much on the same page as, like, you know, trying to make things as easy for our daughter as possible. And we do like family dinners and stuff sometimes. It's a very Frank and Dolores situation.
I think that's incredible. And I think, what's that saying that people, that it's like, love your child more than you hate your ex.
Exactly.
Like, and I think that's probably unrealistic for some people. Cause like, if you have, I'm not saying specific to Gene and Travis, but just like in general, if you have someone who is going to be vengeful, who's abusive, like you're not going to, that option is not available, where you just need to fight to protect your kids. But if you are able to lay down some of the weaponry with some of this and just figure out a way to make it work for those kids, are just so much happier. They're just right. so much more secure. Like, you hear about that. I was just fucking reading this in something. Oh, no, you know what? It was about Tamara. Just kidding. Where it was like, her daughter put up like a Facebook post a while ago. The daughter, she's not currently in a relationship with. They're estranged. And Tamara said after the fact, Simon wrote this. It wasn't my kid. And then the daughter came out and said, like, no, LOL, really was me. Where she talked about, and this is totally alleged, and it may well have happened on both sides, but she talked about Tamara in a moment in which she was upset at one of her kids' behavior, saying like, oh, that's like so Simon of you, or calling him little Simon, as if to say that you are reminding me of the man I currently hate the most. And like the way that parents sometimes talk about their exes in front of the kids, forgetting or not that your child came from both you and them. So like when you're saying terrible things about this person in front of your child is going to feel like, could feel like a part of them is terrible by default because they're an extension of your ex. I mean, I think it gets, I'm not married. LOL, Chris Manzo, where are you? And like, I haven't been divorced. I don't have kids. But so it's more simplistic for me to talk about this because I don't have that lived experience. But when it gets into that stuff, like the ownership of how you maybe weaponize your ex through your kids as a way to punish them or insult them or get
control. Just have to, this, you know, one person just has to eat shit first and then the other person will, like, it just, even if it like falls all on you to just always be the bigger person, then you have to take on that emotional responsibility for like the both of you and always be the bigger person. It's sad, you know, and you know what happens is then when they become teenagers, because I've seen this happen with kids at my daughter's school, when the parent, because it's kind of, it's not uncommon when parents have restraining orders against each other, their kids are the worst fucking kids because they play the parents off each other and then they go and they do like bad shit and they like are unaccounted for because, you know, the parents aren't communicating, so they don't even know where the fucking kid is. And, you know, that's it just leads to all bad stuff. I'm actually really shocked at how put together Bryn Hoppy is. Like, she seems like she's very well adjusted because her parents' divorce was so nuts.
Well, I don't remember if it was the psychologist or somebody who was court ordered to help Bethany and Jason separately said, I might be fucking up some of these details, so I apologize because it was from like media stuff from years ago, but quit. They said it was like maybe the second time they'd had to do this in a nearly 20-year career, but they could not continue working with Bethany and Jason because they were so impossible to deal with separately that neither of them were able, had the capacity to listen to this person who was here to help them help their child.
Right.
That it is really unfortunate what Bryn has gone through because of her parents, and she does seem to be just an incredibly lovely young woman. So,
right.
I mean, that's, you know, just in a...
It's kind of like the dandelion child that's like Brooke Shields. Like sometimes if even when the kids don't have the support they need, they just still end up, you know, becoming like a decent person.
Yeah, it feels like a miracle because these kids aren't asked to be put in this position. They're put in one. And, you know, you could argue their parents aren't asked to be put in this position. Sometimes just things happen and fall apart. And I, again, haven't had the lived experience of going through it. I mean, I remember when I was a little kid, I told my mom that I thought I told my mom I thought my dad was having an affair with one of his law partners because I wanted 16 Hanukkahs. And she... to have. And my mom laughed in my face and was like, LOL, I've met your father. But listen, things happen. So happy Hanukkah to all of us. Tracy Morrissey, thank you so much for this 19-hour, 13-part episode. You know, as always, a joy. I love to hear your thoughts and process in and outside of all things Housewives, because I think we have very different views of things at times, and I'm so appreciative for that because I stay on my toes, which I think is a good thing, and I really appreciate your perspective on a lot of stuff. Again, I think this is a great example of like
not using violence.
But also in just like the ways we talk about Housewives and the ways we talk about the world, like those are the episodes of Andy's Girls that I love the most, where like I feel challenged, not even in my opinion, but in my like way of thinking and worldview, that I think is help. We need more of that. We need more tension.
Yeah, I love talking it out,
right? And like in being able to sit in discomfort and being like, well, my political ideology is different. My Shan standum is different. My thoughts on Tamra's losing skin is different. Like layers of skin in her face that she will never see again. But that doesn't mean those conversations shouldn't exist. And you know, that's the glory and opportunity of talking all this stuff out. I'm really appreciative for you coming back.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
I need to see you IRL sometime soon, babe.
I know. I mean, I know.
Oh my God.
I would love it.
You're hours away. I know you're in a different country.
The last time I came home from your place was literally scarring because I got stuck. I mean, car broke down on the Williamsburg Bridge and I got home at like 4:30 in the morning. It was so crazy.
I am so sorry for that. But didn't we have a great chat about house size?
We did. It was great. Was it with Dylan?
Yeah, it was like a bunch of people I had over. It was like a very chill little just like birthday thing because I wanted to get a cake from Clementine Bakery because I love their gluten-free vegan cakes. And every time I slice it, I was like, this is vegan and gluten-free.
Right. And I was like, no, thanks.
But it's so delicious. I was just so proud of the fact that it was like delicious and also vegan and gluten-free. So highly recommend Clementine because the cake said it said like happy birthday, love your boyfriend Pedro Pascal, which because I am absolutely insane. You know you're welcome in the Clawfis at any time. But in the meantime, can you tell the AGs about Pod Psychology? You mentioned that you've been recapped the first season of New Jersey with your co-host Rich. That sounds incredible. And also about your work as a proprietor of dreams.fun. And where people can follow you on social, my God.
Yeah, I'm a Tracy Morrissey at everything, Tracy with an IE. Yeah, Rich and I have been best friends since we were teenagers, and he has never, ever watched a Real Housewives, ever. And it's like this whole other life that I have without him. And so he decided, like, I was like, let's do a season for our bonuses because we recap different things. And so he said, I was like, let's do Jersey first season because it's only like 6 episodes. It's real easy to jump into.
It's only 6 episodes? Jersey?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, not counting the reunion. The first season of Jersey is only 6 episodes. But then they did the reunion, which is 2 episodes. And then they did like a secrets reveal, which is another. And then they did the Last Supper, which is just the like extra footage from the dinner. But the actual episodes, there's just 6 episodes from that season. And so I was like, he's from New Jersey. So I was like, this will be like perfect for us. And he liked it. He was like, I don't hate it. He's like, actually, it was very comforting to watch because like, you know, of the whole Jersey thing. So we did that. Right now we're doing Lindsay, which was Lindsay Lohan's short-lived docuseries on OWN.
It's so dark. It's so good. It's on YouTube.
It's so good.
Someone uploaded it.
Yes. And it never really gets off the ground. Like, it never starts. Like, the show, like, she's trying to get an apartment for half the thing. She's, like, not really showing up for filming. They're, like, having to film other things. And it's, like, it just never gets off the ground. So it's really good. It's actually, it really brings me back to that moment in time. Like, I really feel that time when Lindsay was, like hounded by paparazzi and it's interesting to see, like, they went to the Bad Vegan restaurant in one of the episodes. You know the Bad Vegan docuseries that's on Netflix?
Food and Wine?
Yeah.
I used to go there a lot.
People loved it. And they go, she goes there. But she was going to all these hot spots. And it's like, okay, you don't want to be chased by paparazzi, but you're going to places where there's paparazzi camped out in front of it. Like, she was courting them. But anyway, I love it. So we've been doing that. We have a September 11th episode, a special coming up, like some like interesting cases from September 11th, like a person who went missing on September 10th. And they just lumped her in with the deaths of September 11th. But there's no real evidence that she had anything to do with September 11th. It was just like the police were like, oh, yeah, she probably died there. So we have that episode coming up. And then Pipe Dreams Dot Fun. I have, you know, T-shirts, pipes, smoking accessories, that kind of thing. I have like some Kamala Harris merch I made. Love. I've been selling Kamala single cat ladies for childless cat ladies for Kamala. It's a very cute shirt. And then I have a shirt that's like a coconut tree and it says existing in the context.
Okay, I'm gonna put that on the Instagram post for this episode. I'm gonna take a perfect screenshot of that.
Great,
the existing in the context. That's perfect. And where can AGs follow you on Instagram and social?
Tracy Morrissey, Tracy with an IE.
Perfect. And you know what the number one way is to support the pod? Signing up for the Andy's Girls Patreon. You get exclusive bonus episodes. And also you can sign up for the premium tier and record a Patreon bonus episode with me or have a private Zoom Kiki. You can access those episodes at patreon.com/Andy's Girls. I would love to record a Satchel Spectacular this week. Satchels of Gold, your thoughts and feels, questions and concerns about all things housewives and more. So DM me on Instagram at Dame Galley. Please include your first name and town. And if you have a thesis, chapters, multiple pages, a research situation, email me at andysgirlsshow@gmail.com. Again, Instagram at Dame Galley. Tracy Morrissey, thanks so much for coming back.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks to all of you for listening. And we will chat with you soon. Bye-bye.